brokenhearted. You can embrace me. You can trample me under your feet. You can do with me whatever you like. So, you can share with how Krishna Maha Mantra was like for you today. Concisely, please. And what were some of the resources that helped you the most? Whether it was, so any volunteers? I do know the art of calling on people that don't volunteer, by the way. So, Mataji? Lavanya. And then the other Mataji.
Hare Krishna Maharaj.
Briefly, right?
Yeah. Thank you so much for your mercy and giving direction in my chanting. It's like one thing before coming to retreat, I heard your class and one instruction that struck me was if you serve devotees, then Krishna will decorate you with qualities, and when you go in front of him, then he will smile. So the first rounds were like I was proud and like I couldn't hear properly the holy name. But when I remembered this instruction, then the whole mood shifted, and now in the mood of service, I was chanting, and the holy name and devotees, they're spiritual. I could feel it like that. And that improved my last 13 rounds of chanting.
70?
13 rounds.
3-0.
1-3.
All day long you chanted 13 rounds.
Pardon?
How many rounds did you chant today?
81.
80? So what's the 13?
The last 13 rounds that helped me when I remembered the instruction, just last 13 rounds before. Last 13 rounds. So I remembered how you were saying in the retreat that the holy name is all spiritual, and it we cannot experience the full of its potency because of the fog of mist of ignorance due to offenses.
Yes.
So that helped me.
Very good.
Thank you, Maharaj.
Hare Krishna. Next.
Hare Krishna, Maharaj. You had asked what helped with chanting today. For me, this was my second time chanting in a group.
Hold the microphone closer.
Oh, sorry. This was my second time chanting in a group. My first time was the other night.
That was Friday night.
Yes.
You're the one that commented, oh, it was so easy. How was it for you today?
It was wonderful. It was my first time as a group, and I thought it would be more difficult, but it's easier for me here than trying to do it alone at home, because I keep thinking of all the chores I need to do when I'm home. But here with the other Matajis,
they did the chores for you.
And also what helped, I would just like to say the children were very helpful in giving me pointers, and because this is early japa stage for me, and the children showed me how to use a bead bag. So thank you very much.
How many rounds were you able to chant today?
I decided not to count. I hope that's okay.
Yeah, sure. 1 million rounds. I was heading for a million, Maharaj. I don't know if I made it or not. Okay. Nice. Mataji? No. We're sharing. Questions come later. Right now it's sharing. Those of you that did some nice chanting today or struggle chanting today.
Maharaj, your classes helped me chant because before I only used to do like one round, but now I thought doing more rounds can make Krishna happy. So I do 5 rounds, but today I finished 32 rounds.
32 rounds. How long did it take you to chant 32 rounds? All morning?
5 hours.
5 hours. Very good. What helped you the most in your 32 rounds?
By devotees, my friends, they encouraged me into chanting, and chanting helped me in grades and school and focusing on work.
Did your friends chant along with you?
They chanted for a few rounds, and then they told me to continue, so I did.
You were chanting on their behalf?
Yeah.
They were cheerleaders and you were the chanter?
Yes.
Okay, very good. You have nice friends. Over here? Hope we'll have some men raise their hands. The ladies are...
Hare Krishna Maharaj. In the morning...
How many rounds, please, first?
80.
1-8?
No.
8-0.
8-0.
Wow.
Your mercy.
Have you chanted that many rounds before? First time.
Sometimes 60, 64 before, like...
This is the first time you've chanted that many rounds?
80, yeah.
Okay. Now, sharing, please.
Beforehand, whenever I used to chant at home, so I was thinking... Like in the morning also, a couple of devotees were sharing that multitasking benefit you mentioned. So I used to think, while chanting, my mind goes here and there. So
really?
It was difficult to control. So I used to put some lecture, favorite lecture, Radhana Swami Maharaj or Prabhupada or whatever devotees used to say. So I used to put a lecture, then I used to chant. Then both the work I used to do, I was thinking it is good. Instead of thinking some different thing,
What about today?
So today, I improved in this. Though, out of 80, I guess 16 or 20 round, I properly did, because in one round even, some or other way mind used to go. Then that time I used to remind your points, how to from upadhis, how to control and how to come back from different upadhis.
Uh-huh.
And so that way it helped me.
Were you able, do you think of those 80 rounds, one round or more than one round that you were... Your mind wasn't wandering, that it was just staying with the holy name? Not exactly.
Not exactly.
Okay.
Even if a couple of times I tried, let me chant whole the round, even if not even a single moment to divert, but sometimes it happened. So I counted that time.
Okay. Okay.
And in the morning, whenever I came here, so I have not started started my chanting.
Oh, you only started when you got here?
Yeah.
Oh.
So I was thinking it will be difficult, but God's mercy, so I was able to do.
So chanting in the association of others helped?
Yeah, it helped a lot. Thank you so much, Maharaj.
Someone else had their hand up? Okay.
Hare Krishna. Thank you, Maharaj. It was very inspiring, the whole series of classes that you gave. And I wasn't able to cross the 64 mark. So I have done 48 till now.
Okay.
And the experience was very good. Initial 32 were very, very good, because it was before the lunchtime. And after the lunchtime, I started dozing and little...
I warned everybody.
So they had kept a lunch, very light menu, but somehow I couldn't still control. But the experience was very good, and I would like to mention that few points that really struck me during the first 32 rounds.
Yeah.
Of course, after 32, I diverted and I lost focus. I don't know, many devotees regain focus at the end, but somehow I lost focus after 32. So few points that were really coming back to my mind were, one is how you mentioned in the morning that... Om Purnamada thing, that we cannot get complete satisfaction in anything else, but just in our relationship with Krishna. So that should be the utmost priority at the moment. So that was very
inspiring. Did you find yourself, it's a very specific question, did you find yourself striving for that sense or feeling of completeness through connecting with the holy name?
I was trying to, yeah.
Okay, yeah. Good.
And another thing that really struck me was you were saying about Prabhupada class that if you want to be like fire, if you want to be in the fire, you have to, like, the main gist was that you have to become pure to love Krishna.
Yeah.
So I was hankering to be, for Krishna's mercy to free me of these anarthas so I can be a little purified and chant better.
The holy name is a strong fire to purify. Good.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Maharaj.
And your son was very entertaining also. Bouncing back between you and your husband.
Yeah, that was another distraction
after
lunchtime.
Yeah, a little distracting for me too. Okay. Yes.
Maharaj, I had the desert experience today. I was chanting. It was easy to chant to get through the rounds. I didn't make it. I did 62 so far. But I was comparing. This is like my fifth japa retreat.
Okay.
And I was comparing to my very first one. I was just going through all of them and I was reflecting that my very first japa retreat, it was the Festival of the Holy Name in 2012. It was like one of the most amazing experiences I had ever had. And so my heart was moved. I had a lot of feelings. But I reflected that the second, the third, the fourth, and then now, I think it's like my heart is closed since the first time. And I was like, wow, nothing's like... I was opening my book and trying to read from the notes I took from all the classes this weekend, and I was trying to, you know, focus on certain points and trying to meditate and, like, go deeper. But it was mostly like a drone, kind of going. I was still going and chanting. I was still chanting. And the mind was all over the place, but I was also trying to use all sorts of different meditations to help myself. But nothing really, there was no like solid realization compared to my previous experiences. Except I ultimately was just meditating on the fact that, you know, if... You know, I'm not the controller, so I can't like make this happen. It's up to Krishna. It's if it's Krishna willing, then it'll happen. So I just kind of submitted to that and just kept going. Something like
two
that.
Comments on what you shared. Yes. One is anticipation makes for a heightened awareness and receptivity. Like the first time is, you know, lots of anticipation, mentally getting psyched up and prepared, and then second time, third time. So, you know, having done again and having done again, maybe less anticipation, a little more familiarity, a little more complacent. You know, the openness isn't, I mean, just following a word that you said, more closed. And that's one of the challenges of going further in our japa, that it's not just more, but better. And you know, so a qualitative anticipation. And then how to carry that over, because someone was questioning, it's one of the natural common questions, how to, when there is an anticipation and enthusiasm and being energized, how to carry that forward. Same over a stretch of time, how to stay, using Prabhupada's example, in the fire.
Yeah.
One of the benefits of chanting all day like we just did is that's extended, and you get a chance to see even better than when you're chanting 16 rounds. You're getting a better chance to see, like you said, where your heart is. Because, you know, short bursts, it's maybe easier, and long sustained effort, you know, what's deeper inside? What's your longing or hankering or aspiration? Anyway, those are just some thoughts on what you shared.
May I add one more thing? The explanation you gave about how over time you get complacent, I was remembering that actually I've been to 3 Japa retreats. Well, okay, this is 2016, but this presentation that you gave on Lord Brahma and the completeness, it's the 3rd time that I'm attending. And it was very humbling for me actually to realize that, hey, it's been 3 times and I'm still like, you know.
Didn't go in.
It's not moving, nothing. Uh-huh. So that was a kind of a humbling, like embarrassing experience, which I guess is good because it's humbling me. Also, the other thing, just real quick, the bhajans. I was trying to reflect on the bhajans to help me out as well. And initially, in the beginning, for like maybe 1 or 2 rounds, I was able to reflect on this bhajan Amara Jivana, trying to think how in my life I have, you know, my life is given to sinful activity, trying to reflect in that way. So that was also a little humbling in a few ways. I was able to note a couple of things.
Okay, anybody from the men's side? Please. Okay.
Hare Krishna Maharaj. Thank you for arranging this retreat. This is my first japa retreat.
Oh.
Yeah.
And how many rounds were you able to chant today?
64.
Fantastic.
Yeah, I was able to do it. Regularly chanting every day since, you know, all these years helped me so much to do the chanting. Initially I thought that I might fall short. But then I just thought about it and said, just you have to do it, that's all. Because I'm used to do 16 rounds, and I said, let's see what happens I already finished 16, and I, okay, next one, 32, and then it got easier. Many times my mind wandered, but then as I kept on listening, you just have to bring it back. You have to just bring it back. Mm. That helped me so much. Mm. Mm. Many, many times I just brought it back on the holy name. And I said myself, Mahesh, this Harinama Eva Kevalam. This is the only thing to do, you know, so you might as well do it.
Might as well do it.
And of course, the association with the devotees was very helpful. And also that Maun Vrat helped me so much. Didn't talk too much about anything else except keeping my mind on the holy name. I also follow your instruction about eating prasadam, so I did it on light side, you know. That helped me so much.
Yeah. We're not. There's something about. For many of us, we have sedentary lives anyway. But even when we're doing like work at a desk or something like that, it seems to me it's more. You're burning energy and more than just sitting chanting. You know, digestion when you're just sitting chanting doesn't seem to work.
That's right. It doesn't work there. Yeah. But, So thanks for that instruction in the beginning that, because you had that experience, you said. And I remember that, and I said, okay, so. And also the prasad was light also, you know. So.
Good. Good.
So that was good. That was good. Yeah. Thank you, Maharaj.
Okay. Yes.
Hare Krishna, Maharaj. As long during chanting, as long as I was prayerful.
As long as you were?
As long as I was prayerful.
Prayerful.
Yeah. My chanting was attentive. As soon as I was not in prayerful mood, I was like feeling drowsy or something like that. I was not attentive. So this was my realization. Like you said, like during chanting, we should have the feeling, the prayerful mood, calling out to Krishna's name, the holy name. So this is my realization. Like so, in chanting, I have to strive for prayerful mood, so that I can have my attentive chanting.
From 1 to 10, what would you score yourself in prayerful mood?
So I divided my chanting in like 16, four sets of one is 16 rounds.
Yes. Yeah.
So initial two sets, I will say maybe six or seven out of 10.
Okay.
And the remaining two sets, maybe 2, 3. But yeah. And another thing was that in devotee association, 64 round like looks like piece of cake. Otherwise, earlier, even chanting 16 rounds is like, even 16 is very difficult, very struggling. So, and another thing is that after chanting 64, looks like, okay, tomorrow it's very easy to chant 16. Just one set I have to do.
That's certainly one of the benefits.
Yeah. No, that's that. Then actually, I was discussing with other devotees. That's the trick Maharaj is doing. At least for me. Maharaj, please pray for me so that I can come to the standard of.
I'll pray that you remain in prayerful mood.
Yeah.
Is that good?
Thank you, Maharaj.
All right. Anyone else? Yes, over here.
Hare Krishna Maharaj, thank you for the wonderful retreat. I was able to complete 64 rounds in this first time I did. And,
very good. Is that your first time?
Yes, this 64. Is
64.
Yes, this first time my 64.
Okay.
I thought that it won't. I will not be able to do, but somehow I was able to. Whenever I was going either to Prasadam Hall or here, everyone was chanting, so, I had to just...
Had to come back.
Now, one thing which I really liked, you mentioned at the beginning of the retreat itself that, you have to bring your mind back, thinking about, that during chanting, you're serving Krishna and then other things are... all temporary and then, are coming out of the false ego. So, as trying to apply that, I think that's the only instruction I'm trying to imbibe and apply. If I try too many things, probably I'll get confused. So that's the reason I'm sticking to one. But I'm still, throughout the 64, I still hankered for and longing for one round where, I'll feel complete satisfaction. I couldn't. Every round here and there I was getting distracted. I'm still looking for that one round where I'll feel satisfaction. Wow, yeah.
There's a lot to say on so many of these topics. I mentioned it during some part of the presentation that there's this enigma or seeming contradiction that on the one hand all of Krishna's potencies are in each and every one of his name, and if we chant Krishna's name even once, sufficient for liberation, and on the other hand, scripture recommends it's, you know, the very definition of sadhana is something that you do repeatedly and sustained over some period of time. And the reason for the contradiction is we're covered, like the cloud covers the sun, we mentioned. And so the full potency of the sun doesn't change because there's clouds in the sky, but our experience of the full potency of the sun is variable because of the coverings of our consciousness. That's, so in part, that's the struggle, contaminations that we identify with, coverings that we identify with. Not just coverings you want to get rid of, coverings that you identify with and or we identify with and cling to, we're attached to. That's the struggle. So part of overcoming the struggle is what we've just done today. You chant continuously. That's what scripture recommends to help overcome these tendencies, other tendencies besides pure devotion. Sustained, unbroken effort. And this is, you know, just one day. So again, then again, and then again. So it's good. Even our lives are very busy, and it's easier to say, and then it's more easy to not do what you say. But on occasion, on ekadasis or something, some way of increasing numerical chanting on a regular basis, rather than wait for the next japa retreat, but on a regular basis, some kind of vrata that increases. It's nice, not just speaking to you, but speaking to myself too. All of us. Purposely so that we can come closer to going beyond those misidentifications that we... clouds of ignorance, clouds of anartas and mist of ignorance. So, we have another 15 minutes. Maybe I'll take a couple of more comments and then just do a summary, because the aarti's, it's supposed to be at 6 o'clock. Somebody has their cell phone on.
Hare Krishna.
Go ahead.
Hare Krishna Maharaj. So today's chanting, a couple of things that helped me from the retreat. One was Madhupati Prabhu's message about in any relationship we should have undivided attention, especially in chanting with relationship is with Krishna. So I wanted to chant attentively today. So very quickly I realized it's very hard. So then I started praying. Another thing that helped me is your message that mind should be engaged with the intention to please Krishna, is not just the activity. So I started praying, Krishna, I want to please you, but I'm not being attentive. Please help me, I want to please you. So it was attentive for some time, distracted for some time. Like that, it went through whole thing. So from the whole experience, I understood how far, how much I need to improve in chanting, how much I need to focus on chanting. That's what I'm taking from the retreat, Maharaj.
Okay.
Thank you.
Did anybody in particular find that, besides those that spoke already, the feeling complete with the holy name was something that was a resource that helped while you were chanting? Okay. Could you give the microphone back there? In the, behind you.
Ms. Maharaj, I was contemplating on that particular subject while I was chanting. There were some misunderstanding in the morning. I was feeling that same message, that the completeness has to be there in the self. We are always finding fault with others and
always what?
Finding fault with others.
Finding fault with others
for our own mistakes and because of lack of completeness. So I was contemplating on that message while I was chanting. I was chanting very slowly. I was able to finish like 46 rounds. I was trying to feel that while I was, you know, each round I wanted to feel some sort of fulfillment. So that message is very helpful, Maharaj.
Looks like you got your hands full too. One hand in your bead bag. And... Okay. Very good. Well, so some closing remarks, I think. Oh, go ahead. Go ahead.
Thank you so much, Maharaj. This is my first retreat. I always wanted to attend the retreat, but somehow or other always end up saying no to my husband and always say that, oh no, we are busy, we have so much to do, you know, when we will be able to finish what we have to do all the time. But this time he was certainly determined to do this. He just retired on Thursday. So he says, I'm going to start my retirement with retreat. So he says, you should also join with this. I said, definitely I will come. So it was planned to, for me, it was for 3 days. But unfortunately, yesterday I wasn't feeling so good. So I missed a really good thing yesterday. But today is incredible for me because I've been initiated for almost like 3 years, but I never really go beyond my 17 rounds. So this is really an achievement for me. So I really think that this is all because of you, Maharaj, that you came here and you encourage everybody to really achieve 64 rounds. It's for me, it's like I cannot imagine doing that. But now I feel like I could do it, and with focus, of course. So when I was chanting, if I have to do it at home, I don't think I will be able to really focus. Even though I will have 24 hours, I will not be able to finish 64 rounds. But this is like for me a challenge, as well as it was very enjoying. And I really focus at the lotus feet of Radhashyam Sundar, and it made me realize that if you focus, if you bring back your mind towards the real goal for the Harinam, to please Lord Shri Krishna, you could do that. Of course, all around the devotees helps you. Because when you chant, you also listen to their chanting as well. And when you listen to their chanting, if you're making any mistakes, you immediately correct it that, oh no, I might have misspelled it, or in a rushing, I'm trying to finish the rounds. So it really, this is for me, it's very exciting because they say every Ekadashi, my husband does 25 rounds, and I always end up saying, no, no, 17 rounds is good enough for me. I have other things to do, you know. But he says, no, no, you should do 25 rounds at least on Ekadashi day. So Maharaj, I really, really appreciate that you gave us everybody a chance to improve their chanting and more focus and more praying to God that He will help you to achieve that. And
so are you now making a commitment that on Ekadasi you'll chant 25 rounds?
I might. And with your blessing, yes, definitely. With your mercy, I could do that, Maharaj.
You got my mercy.
Thank you again, Maharaj.
Your husband is smiling. You have his mercy, too.
I must thank my husband also right now. Because without him, I could not have done this.
Now he's feeling very humble.
Of course, I hope I become humble because I'm not really that great in humanity, but I'm trying, Maharaj. Thank you.
Okay. So now we have about 5 minutes. I'm going to just do a little wrap up in 5 minutes. Are we on time? Guru Puja at 6. Guru Puja at 6? Normally before 6. Okay. I'll go quickly. Normally, the very word retreat when we started having these kinds of gatherings instead of in a remote place, the people that were the original organizers of retreats were going, it's you're wasting your time or it's not going to be effective. And to some extent, it's true. Because when you go to like a retreat center and it's some remote place and like that, there's a lot more commitment. There's a lot more energy invested in getting there and being part of it and so on. And here it's less commitment, a little more casual, kids running around, people coming, people going, and it's the energy is different. There's more people, but not necessarily more focused people. However, you know, there's something to the number of persons. Now, and of course, the presence of the deities, very, very helpful, very, very helpful, focusing all of our energy on the deity along with the holy name. So, I recommend at least one thing, maybe two things. This evening or first thing tomorrow morning, before you begin your chanting tomorrow morning, either one of the two, reflect and write down some of the things that you heard or that you experienced that were especially strong resources or resonated with you in a particularly strong way. Writing down helps fix in the mind. Then you choose your words carefully when you write. And then try to access that when you chant your japa tomorrow morning, and let's say, you know, the next week, all those different things. Apply what you've heard and felt. And the experience isn't going to be the same because it's the next day, and then it's the next day. Each day is going to be a little different. But principles hold some power. Try to take with you, this is the message, try to take with you things that you heard or experienced that can carry you to another level in your chanting of the holy name each day. So I've messed up the schedule because I didn't understand where we're supposed to end. So I'll end abruptly and we'll attend Guru Puja and Aarti, yeah? So thank you all very much for participating. Hare Krishna.